Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, how is everybody? It feels like it's been a really long time for me because I haven't recorded a podcast for over 2 weeks. And, I've been releasing podcasts because I've recorded them in advance and scheduled them, so automatically upload as I'm taking my holiday. So my holiday is over now, and I'm back at work today. And yesterday, I took my girlfriend to the airport and we said goodbye, but she's not actually in Japan yet. She's still flying over Japan and hasn't landed. It's been quite a long flight for her, about 20 hours or 19 hours or something like that, since she has to go via Dubai because of the issues with Russia. But yeah, I guess I've got lots of things to talk about, because all of the podcasts I've been uploading during my holiday were not about my holiday. So I can start uploading podcasts about the holiday and maybe get some pictures onto Instagram and maybe, I don't know, something on Twitter as well, because I've been very quiet on like those social media accounts. And I know I've got some replies to get back to, some people who've messaged me. But yeah, I just had like a really nice two-week break from everything. And just spent all the time with my girlfriend, which was really, really nice after 2.5 years of not being able to meet up. It was such a weird feeling. Like the first time we met at the airport, well, not first time, but like when we met at the airport recently, it was so weird seeing her in person. And I said to her, "You're late. I've been waiting 2.5 years. And I noticed that she was a lot smaller than I remember her being, like in height and just everything, a lot smaller. And she said that my face was a lot smaller. I think for some reason, when you're talking on a video or like, you know, FaceTime or Skype or something like that, you can't tell how big someone is, and you think they're bigger than they are. So yeah, that was a weird feeling, but just so many things were weird. It's like I knew this person and I'd been speaking to this person every day, but at the same time I didn't know this person. It was a bit weird. It felt a bit like meeting a stranger in a way, even though it wasn't. Just not used to having that person being there. It's so strange. And I had to get used to having a girlfriend all over again. And I think it was the same for my girlfriend too. She had to get used to having me, having a boyfriend all over again. It's so weird. But now that she's gone, now that we said goodbye at the airport, It's a different kind of weird, a different kind of strangeness all over again. I know that she's gone, but it sort of feels like she hasn't yet. I think it takes a while for you to realize it. Like, obviously, I can't talk to her at the moment, but, like, sometimes you still think, she's, like, just upstairs or downstairs or somewhere near, but she's not. So I think the first time, like, the first chat I had with her, like, video chat, like, FaceTime call, like we used to have in the past, and I can see that she's, you know, back at home, back in Japan, I think then it will be like, okay, yeah, you're definitely back. But yeah, it's such a weird feeling. And as you can imagine, quite a sad one, because like we've been waiting to be together for so long, for these last 2.5 years. And then we get 2 weeks of being together, and then all of a sudden we have to be pulled apart again. And the whole process starts again, like the waiting process, waiting to be together again. But I don't think I mentioned... Did I mention it? I don't think I mentioned it on Twitter. Or maybe I did, I don't know. But I received the CNI, the Certificate of No Impediment, that sort of says, yep, this person can get married because they're not married, haven't been married before. I think it arrived one day before she left Japan. It arrived on the 10th of May. So she's taken that back with her to Japan, and we've both signed like this marriage certificate, not certificate, like a marriage form, so you can register your marriage in Japan. And when she gets back, she'll start trying to start that process off, or continue the process of registering our marriage. So hopefully, it's not going to be so long until we see each other again. I think if I had to wait another year, another 2 years, another 2.5 years, it would be so much harder saying goodbye. But because I think I probably won't have to wait longer than 6 months before I see her again, that's okay. I can wait that long, that's okay. And why do I say 6 months? Well, there's been some news recently about Japan opening up again, and I think they're planning to open up in, maybe it's as early as July, for people on package holidays. I need to look into this again because the news keeps changing. Package holidays are like a tour you go on. So you go to a travel agent. You go to a travel agent and you say, I'd like to go to Japan. And they say like, yeah, we've got this one, and it goes to Tokyo, and we've got this one, and it goes to Kyoto, that kind of thing. So it's, you can't do your own thing. It's just like a package type thing, all in one. But yeah, I don't want one of those, because I don't want to go to Japan as a tourist. I just want to go, you know, do my own thing. I don't, not be part of a group going around on a tour bus. So that's no good for me. But there is, or I've heard rumors, there's talk of Japan opening up to everyone maybe around winter time. So that's why I'm saying 6 months. That's why I'm saying it should be no longer than 6 months this time. But we'll have to see. And obviously I'm keeping an eye on the news. I'm checking the news, Japanese news, to see if there's any new information about lifting this sort of like travel ban, this tourist ban from Japan. So who knows, maybe Japan will open up even sooner than I thought. Just watching my girlfriend's flight on a flight tracker sort of application, and I can see she's like 3 minutes away now from landing in Narita Airport. So yeah, I'll probably watch that flight come in as I'm doing this podcast. I can hear a plane now. It's not hers, obviously, because I'm in England. I can hear a plane flying over my head now. It was weird. It was weird going back to the airport, actually. When I went there the first time to pick her up, it was really quiet. There were not many cars there or many people at the airport. And I thought, oh, okay, this is because of, you know, COVID, coronavirus, and people aren't really doing that much flying anymore. But when I went to drop her off, when she went to leave England, there were a lot of people there, and it was just as busy as it normally is at the airport. So maybe that's not true. I think lots of people are flying again. It's just me. I'm not flying because I can't get into Japan. I suppose I could go somewhere else. I could go on a holiday, I don't know, abroad by myself or something. But no, I'm just saving all of my money at the moment for that time when Japan opens, and I can go over there and do something fun. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have any plans, really. My plan is just meet my girlfriend again. And then once I do that, then I'll figure out something fun to do. I don't know, maybe go to... I quite like the idea of going to a national park. Like, there's a big national park called Hakone that I've always wanted to go to. So that would be fun. Right. I can see the plane coming into land. And it's quite good because it's like this 3D view on the application I'm using. So you can see the model of the plane and you can see all of the land it's flying over, like a flight simulator. If you've ever, seen like a flight simulator type game thing. It looks like that. And I can see the runway in Narita. It's really interesting. But I can't show you because this is a podcast. but this is live. It's pretty interesting watching it come in. What else? There are lots of other things to talk about. I want to talk a lot more about the holiday and the places I've been to. Because I went to three different places, four different places, I suppose, that I'd like to talk about. Ooh, it's on the runway now. So I went to the Lake District. I went to Weston-super-Mare. I went to Malvern Hills, and I went to a theme park, Alton Towers. I'm just watching the touchdown. It's landing. It's landed. It's down. Finally, she's. That was a long flight for her. But she's back in Japan now. Oh well, welcome back. Welcome back to Japan. When you listen to this podcast. Anyway, I think that's enough for today. I've got a lot to talk about in some future upcoming episodes. So I hope you'll stick around and enjoy listening to those too. Anyway, I hope you've all been keeping well and your English studying has been going well too. And I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.